Good morning, and welcome to the South Fayette Church of Christ. If you're visiting with us this morning or logged on for the very first time, I would like to say from the bottom of our hearts here at the South Fayette Church of Christ that we are glad that you're here. And we hope that any time that you can come out and worship with us in spirit and in truth, we pray that you absolutely do so. Brought me a tissue. Georgia lost yesterday, so he's trying to be. My son is in on this too, so. Before I did finish my spiel, let me just say, Didi made me sleep on the couch last night. All the crying I was doing, she's like, you go downstairs, sleep on the couch. Nevertheless, I'm so grateful and glad that if you are visiting with us for the very first time, we're happy that you're here, and we hope that any time that you can come out and worship with us that you would do so. And to the saints here, let us remember to keep the main thing. And what that means for us is to continue to have a zeal and a desire for God's word. We will continue to love one another as Christ also loved us and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus as we strive on this time side of life to become better men and women of God. Amen. Knock, knock. Orange. Aren't you glad that you are in the house of the Lord? Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to do something a little bit different. Normally, this is the first Sunday of the month, and you know that we are dealing with loving one another, and that was our series, and that would have wrapped it up. But I just thought about doing something different because we are in Isaiah, and I thought about a lot of different things in this study. I wanted to just do something a little bit different this morning. We will have the first of the month sermon. It'll be later this month. But for today, I just wanted to do something different. So I wanted to talk about us having a surrendered life, a surrendered life. Again, we're in Isaiah and we're talking about the Israelites, and we all know how God continued to do all that he could to help them and bring them out of captivity, to help them when they were being sieged and attacked, and yet they kept turning their backs on God. And I thought it would be a reminder for us to stay focused and what it means to really have a surrendered life. When I think about a surrendered life, it conjures up images, you know, of the old time movies during the war, and they realize defeat. And when they realize defeat, they would raise a white flag, right, to indicate that they were surrendering. And the side that was raising the white flag knew, right, without a doubt, that they could not go any further. It was all that they had left. And in battle, without sustaining more casualties, you would wave the right flag. You don't want any more deaths. You don't want any more loss of life. You don't want any more injury. So in surrendering, they had to humble themselves and admit defeat in order of having any hope of surviving. You with me? Many in the world, even in the religious realm, could learn a lesson in surrendering completely and utterly to God. Because while in the secular world, surrendering might be a sign or likened to defeat, but in the spiritual world, surrendering to God is a victory. Listen to what Jesus said over in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. And the infallible word of God reads, "And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." God wants total and complete surrenderance from us. And the only way for us to do that is to humble ourselves, wave the white flag under his mighty hand, and let go. And let go. We hear the analogy all the time about letting go and letting God. We hold on to all these things that we cannot take with us. We hold on to money. We hold on to power. We hold on to prestige. We hold on to images that look like this world. But we're not willing to let those things go and hold on to God's unchanging hand. And to completely let go is to understand what you're letting go of. You have to ask yourself, what am I truly letting go? What am I losing by letting these things of this world go and let God? Instead of holding on to the things that are going to perish, hold on to my God's unchanging hand. We're talking about the most powerful God, the most high, all-knowing, all-seeing, the creator of time. He is the creator of us and everything in this world. And we have to understand what letting go means. And letting go means to let go of our own knowledge, our own wisdom, and acknowledge our dependency on God. Most people don't look at that and rely on God. Most of us go part of the way when it comes to letting go of God. I mean, letting go of the world. Right? We go half of the way, right? But God wants us to go all the way. He doesn't want you to hold on to some things. He wants you to let go of all things and trust in him. We must take up our cross daily and follow him. What does that look like for us? Taking up your cross daily. I mean, that literally means that you have to die to yourself. You have to die to yourself. Let me ask you this question. What if, just what if Jesus was walking towards the hill shaped like a skull, and he had that cross on his back, and he said, you know what? I'm done. I am done. I am sick of you all never listening. I am sick of you all fighting and bickering. Your every thought is evil. I am sick of it and I am done. As a matter of fact, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you will not obey this gospel. You will not change your lives. You will continue to do the things that you have always done. I am done. I am sick of it. I am over it. You figure it out. What if you would have did that? Where would we be? What state would we be in? What hope would we have of everlasting and eternal life? But he didn't do that. You know why? Because he loves you. He loves you more than you can imagine. And he doesn't love you with this lavish love. That's not what his love is about. Everything is built and based on the love of God. Why? Why would he do that? Why would he just throw the cross down? Ask yourself, why would he go through with it? To be the perfect example of what love looks like. You want to totally surrender yourself to God? You have to let go of the things of this world and latch yourself on to God and love him unconditionally by being like Christ. He gave us that example not for him to show us and love us lavishly. That's not what it was about. It wasn't about loving us lavishly, something he could prove. See, look how much I love you. His love is an example for us, not for lavishness, but to transform us. You were talking about a complete and utter transformation. Look at what he did on the cross. You want to talk about loving? That is a transformation. That's why he's saying, be Christ-like. I want you, my children, to be like me. And in order for that to happen, you have to surrender yourself. You know, we can take up our cross and daily and follow him. But the problem is many pick up their crosses on Sunday. And you put them back down on Monday. And then you pick it back up on Wednesday. Is that truly bearing your cross daily? No. But the problem is we think and we can depend on other people instead of God. And this is not what total surrendering looks like. Again, remember what I said. You are giving up. You are surrendering. I am no more fighting against you, Lord. I am done fighting. I am ready to surrender my life. Total surrender is putting God first in all things, not some things. I always tell the young people this. If you can't thank God for the actions you're about to take, then you might not need to take them. You know what that looks like, right? You got you some drugs, you're finna shoot in your arm. You say, thank you, Lord, for these drugs that I'm about to put in my arm. Does that make sense? Does it even sound proper? Thank you, Lord, for this adulterous relationship I'm in. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't sound right, does it? Because it's not a total surrenderance. A total surrenderance is I give myself away to you. Everything that I am belongs to you. Not to me, but to you. For what you have already done for me. I am surrendering myself. In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9, it says, in their hearts, humans plan out what they think the course is going to be. They're going to plan it out. But what we need to remember is the Lord establishes your steps. There ain't no course without steps. You can't get nowhere without feet. You can't get nowhere without direction. And we have a biblical map to get us to exactly where we need to be. And we would rather rely on everything else, but would get us to the ultimate treasure, which is heaven. Told you right now, there's a map. I got a map that'll lead you to riches. You'll be a billionaire. I make an announcement and get Fox News out here and say, man, I got this map. And if you get this map, it'll take you to a treasure that, I mean, beyond your imagination. It'll be people all over the place looking, coming to get that map. Think about it. Right? The same way we pay money for people to tell you how to make money. And here you have the unadulterated gospel telling you how to get to heaven, to a treasure that is beyond your imagination, and you won't even look at it. We have to take what we want and think out of the equation and do only those things that he requires. In James chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. It says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your heart, you double-minded. This is the opportunity for you to say, I'm ready to surrender. I give up. I don't want to fight with you anymore, Lord. I don't want to continue to fight this battle because I'm going to lose in the end. I'm being judged by how I'm living right now. And we have to be willing to live a surrendered life. A surrendered life is one that is freely given to God. Not of some out of obligation or because you think he's going to bless you with something or this or that. You do it simply because he loved you first. God gives us this free gift. Romans 6:23. A free gift. Didn't cost you nothing. Free. My motto, if it's free, it's just for me. And God gives his love to us freely. He is our great God. And think about this. There are many in the Bible who had led surrendered lives. You have people like Noah, Joseph, Esther, Abraham, John, Paul, and all of these exemplified obedience and a surrendered life to the will of God. But the greatest example without question is the mind that Christ had when he surrendered his will to his heavenly Father to die for us. We all talk about it, but we all know that that wasn't easy. Just like this walk that you have with Christ isn't easy. But you have to be willing to say to yourself, I'm willing to die. Not my will, but your will be done. And I know it sounds good. It's easy, right? Oh, yeah. Lord willing. You know, everybody just throw it around. Lord willing. You know, the Lord wills. And he, you know, this and that. And hey, but if the Lord wills something and you ain't anchored in him, you won't understand it no way. You haven't surrendered yourself fully to know or have a relationship with him. But we're told, though, to have the same mind. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, it says, have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Where are you in your dying state from this world? Are we at the point of death, or are we already dead to the world and we're living for Christ? Where are you this morning? Jesus humbled himself willingly. And we got folk to have a hard time coming to church. We want God to be consistent with us, but we ain't consistent with God. We have to be ready to have a surrendered life. And the best thing that I can tell you is the one most important thing that you can do is pray. Pray, 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 pray. You got your, anybody got a phone? iPhone or whatever, smartphone, whatever. That right there, hold it up. That right there can give you information beyond your imagination. All you got to do is ask. There's a little woman on there. What's her name, Siri? All you got to do is ask Siri something. Siri will bring it up. Tell you whatever you need. You can look up any information. You can find anything. You can go anywhere. It'll direct you to do all of those things. But let me tell you what makes it useless. Without power in it, it's useless. And you know what I'm saying is this. Without being connected to a power source to power it, it is useless. So no matter how great you are, how much money you make, how great you think you are, how wonderful of a person you are useless if you're no longer connected to the power source, which is God. A lot of y'all batteries are low. You need to reconnect to the power source. A lot of y'all need to be recharged, rejuvenated. You need to remember who you are and whose you are and who you belong to. And you have to be willing to surrender your life. Let us follow the example of Jesus. Because with everything that he went through, he never lost the connection to the power source. And if you think that you're going to make it in this life without God on your side, you are fooling yourselves. We have to stay connected to the power source and surrender our lives. Will you surrender this morning? Will you surrender this morning? You've heard the word of God being preached, Romans 10:17. So you've heard it. It's not like you didn't hear it. Now you got to believe it, right? Romans 10:10. You got to believe what you have heard. Then you have to repent. right? Luke chapter 13, 3. And then you must confess. Matthew 10, 32. And then you must be baptized. Acts 2, 38. And you have to live faithful until the death or until Christ returns. Revelation 2, 10. The question is, are you ready to truly and ultimately completely surrender your life to God? And if that is your desire this morning and you are not a Christian, you want to put Christ on in baptism, you can do that today. And if you are a Christian and you've been struggling and you have not been connected to the power source, let's get reconnected. Everybody think 5G got it going on, but G-O-D is so much better. So if you're here this morning and you're subject to the invitation, please come now. Together, we stand and sing.